I want to talk a little bit about clinical algorithms here and explore with you the scenario of a patient receiving androgen deprivation for PSA-only disease who is now diagnosed with metastasis, so both asymptomatic and symptomatic. Matt, what about these new endocrine options, abiraterone and enzalutamide? Where would they be on your list?
The asymptomatic patient, for sure. Symptomatic, it would not preclude me from using those. If the patient had rapid progression, short response to ADT, lots of current constitutional symptoms, I would have more enthusiasm for going right to docetaxel.
Dan?
Asymptomatic, I would consider Cyproconazole T as frontline therapy. Symptomatic, again, as Matt said, depending upon the rapidity of progression, if somebody's rapidly progressing, short response to hormones, I would go to chemotherapy first. If they've had a more prolonged response to hormone therapy, I would, at this point, go with abiraterone.
And then what's next?
Asymptomatic CIP-T, I would prefer enzalutamide because of the steroid issue, but abiraterone right now would be the treatment of choice.
Tom? Same thing.
I think I'd go with either enzalutamide or abiraterone. Symptomatic really doesn't matter to me. If you look back at the studies, those patients were included in the studies of enzalutamide, for example, just as they were in the studies of docetaxel. If you look at how quickly people respond to these second-line hormonal agents, it's quite quickly. So I think the issue of, you know, folks who never responded to hormonal treatment is a different issue, but at this point, a trial of these oral agents, I think, would be appropriate in most patients.
Oliver?
I think I'm Dan's partner. Cyproconazole T for the asymptomatic patient. For the symptomatic patient, rapid progressor, I'm thinking about docetaxel. For the other patients, I might be thinking more about the abiraterone prednisone.
And in the patient second line who's asymptomatic after CIP-T?
Would have no hesitancy to use the abiraterone acetate in that setting.
William?
I'd start with CIP-T in the asymptomatic patient. Enzalutamide, I think that'd be another consideration. In the symptomatic patient, again, I think it depends on how symptomatic, but abiraterone, if they haven't already received it, or chemotherapy if they're rapidly progressing.
And the asymptomatic, CIP-T first, what's second?
Enzalutamide.
Rob?
Asymptomatic would be CIP-T followed by either enzalutamide or abi. The symptomatic patient, one of those two, unless visceral crisis disease, and then I would use docetaxel.
Susan?
Asymptomatic, either enzalutamide or abiraterone. Symptomatic, again, depending on the PSA doubling time, symptoms, I would either go to chemotherapy or abiraterone.
Mario?
For asymptomatic patients, I would offer a secondary hormonotherapy with either abiraterone, enzalutamide, or if not possible for financial reasons, ketoconazole. I would consider CIP-T as an option. I don't actively offer that, but if patients wish to have it, I don't have any argument against it. The trials with secondary hormonal therapies with current compounds in the pre-chemotherapy setting were for patients with mildly symptomatic disease or asymptomatic disease, so there's not a lot of data, but based on what we know with ketoconazole, I see no reason why patients wouldn't respond to abiraterone, so I certainly would offer that. I would like to see a little more data on PREVAIL, but I suspect that the data will be just like abiraterone, will show an active compound in that setting for symptomatic patients and asymptomatic patients. There is a subset of patients who progress very rapidly on hormonal therapy, and in these patients, I may offer them a docetaxel-based regimen. In all these three scenarios, I still think it's reasonable to discuss clinical trials.
So asymptomatic patient, bone mets again, develops on androgen deprivation for PSA-only disease, and you start either enzalutamide or abiraterone, what's next after that?
A clinical trial or
docetaxel-based
regimen.
What about the other hormone?
Which other hormone? Ketoconazole?
Well, if you start enzalutamide, what about abi after that?
Oh, I would consider that for sure. I mean, I would certainly use abiraterone after enzalutamide. I would pick enzalutamide first because it doesn't have a corticosteroids and it's easy to use.
And what would you say would be next?
After abiraterone?
Would you use abiraterone?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So again, Susan, what's your second treatment if the first one is either enzalutamide or abiraterone?
I would just reverse it, depending on what I used first. So if I used enzalutamide first, I'd go to abiraterone. If I used abiraterone first, I'd go to enzalutamide.
Same thing, Rob?
In the absence of data, yes.
William?
Unless the patient became extremely symptomatic or had visceral progression of cancer.
Oliver?
I'm thinking more about the use of docetaxel in that setting. And I do have a lot of skepticism about being able to go to the second one and having a good effect. I'm going to remain a skeptic till I see data. Second one meaning enzalutamide, abiraterone, right, or vice versa. I need data.
What are you going to do after the first one, Tom?
I think in most patients I'll consider docetaxel. I'm concerned about the activity of one agent after the other. There's been only one small abstract I'm aware of, but it presented disappointing data. And I don't think we can extrapolate data from current studies that meticulously excluded the other therapies into a sequential setting.
Dan?
Yeah, I would tend to agree. I think that you'll probably see activity in those patients who've had the long hormonal response to another hormonal agent, but I would tend to go with docetaxel at this point.
Matt?
I'll also be very influenced by the response to the first therapy. Durable response, I'd have great enthusiasm for going to the second agent. Short or not, if the best response was progressive disease, I would likely go to docetaxel next.
Rob?
So just a clinically relevant question. In general terms, the role of when to start docetaxel, asymptomatic or symptomatic patients only. So I'm not talking about the unusual visceral crisis disease patient. As a general principle, do you treat people with docetaxel in an asymptomatic state?
Matt?
Less and less as we have availability of other treatment options. But
let me push that further. Forget about that. Let's say that they're post-secondary maneuvers and they're still asymptomatic. So it's going to be a relevant question even when we bring these new therapies online.
It's a fair point, but I do want to make the distinction that, you know, it's a fatal disease. And so, and this is the issue of opportunity cost. So when patients progress despite other therapies, they, of course, become more and more likely that they'll be asymptomatic. But assuming you started those other therapies early, the patient remains asymptomatic, I would tend to observe the patient off treatment until either he had symptoms or my best clinical estimate from his imaging and other tests was that he would have a short symptom-free interval.
Dan?
I agree with Matt. If they're asymptomatic and they're progressing viscerally, or if they've got a rapid PSA doubling time, those patients are going to get into trouble quickly, so I would tend to be earlier.
Tom?
I think it's a variation on the theme. I would tend to move to docetaxel with a relatively high level of comfort in the asymptomatic patient unless their pace of disease was distinctly slow. And I would expect, frankly, that if you have patients post enzalutamide and abiraterone, many of those will not have the luxury of being observed for an extended period of time. But it's a pace and burden of disease thing. I mean, if they've got two rib mets and a small lymph node and their PSA is doubling every 3 months, I'm not going to be starting chemotherapy. If they have a significant burden of disease and the pace of progression measured by all the available data is concerning, I wouldn't hesitate.
Oliver?
You know, choosing therapy is always dependent on the options that are available. And when I look at it, I'm always trying to assess my options. If I've run out of options, I agree with what's just said on the pace and burden. You got a, you know, slow pace, low burden. I'm more likely to go on to something that might even be, you know, nice little clinical trial, something in that setting. For the patient who's rapid progression and high burden, then I'm thinking docetaxel in order to try to get control.
William?
I agree with what's been said already. I think it really depends on the context. But in general, I don't have a problem using chemotherapy, docetaxel chemotherapy, in an asymptomatic patient. But in general, I'll wait till the patient begins having symptoms.
How do you answer your own question?
I tend to wait until there are symptoms, or as others said, when you treat a lot of this disease, you have a sense of when symptoms are imminent.
Do most patients following them off treatment with metastatic disease sit okay?
In my experience, when you discuss the issues, they're perfectly fine. And I think another key point here is everybody here follows patients carefully and understands the disease and understands what symptoms of the disease are. If you don't see enough prostate cancer to do that, you'll likely miss some of the issues.
Susan?
I would say that most of it is driven by the patient's comfort zone as well as my own. So if this is a person whose PSA is doubling and tripling in a very short period of time, whether or not they're symptomatic or asymptomatic, I would pull the trigger. Most patients just don't like to sit between therapies. So I end up sometimes ordering scans a little bit more frequently than I would prefer because it gives the patient an idea that it's more comfortable. They have nothing that's changed progressively in their disease. The only other thing that really will drive me toward doing something about their disease is if they say to me, you know, doc, I can't get up in the morning. I'm just not eating. I've lost 5 pounds in the last month. I will pull the trigger.